Tuesday night by Halacha. Okay, we're going over some Halachas of another Machaveiro. Sometimes in Chosha Mishpat there's a din, especially tonight, I want to talk about something in this case, Shechenim, but it translates, the Yesod HaDvarim translates into very everyday situations. If you extract the Yesod HaDvarim, then it can apply in very, so to speak, mundane everyday situations. It doesn't have to only apply, you know, by karka, with different, in the cases in Shulchan Aruch. So today I want to talk about one such case, which the poskim actually bring down, and that is when you wake up in the morning disturbing others who are still sleeping. So based on various of Dinim and Shulchan Aruch and Chosha Mishpat, how you deal with these things, so it comes out as follows. If you're waking up unusually early, when it's not the time for people to get up, then you have a responsibility to take special care not to disturb anyone else's sleep. Because you can't even do the normal things a person does when they get up, which might disturb other people sleeping. You have to take special care not to disturb them, even though you're only doing normal things, if you get up when it's considered earlier, not the derech to get up then. Even if you're getting up to learn or to daven earlier, but that's not a heter. Adarabba, that should inspire you you have to be more careful. That's not the reason for the din. I'm just saying it doesn't help because you're waking up to learn. The point is, if you're waking up early, you have no right to disturb other people's sleep, so to speak, no right. And therefore you have to be nizer even from the normal things that you do. Now, there happens to be a machlokes, a modern-day poskim, about negel vasa, meaning you're washing the tefillah shadayim by your bed, which is a mitzvah, like you're supposed to. We're not talking about, of course, when if you know it disturbs someone else, it's a whole different story. We're talking about, you know, it might disturb him. So we say you have to be very careful not to. But we're about to do the mitzvah of washing the tefillah shadayim by your bed. So apparently, from what I saw somewhere brought down, Rabbi Yashiv holds that since it's a dvar mitzvah, so to speak, you have a right to do it. So of course you should do it in a way that doesn't disturb other people as much as possible, but we can't tell you to refrain from doing it, because you want to do it, so it's dvar mitzvah. Like, even if you're getting up especially early, we're talking, but you have a right to do it, so to speak, a right. Rav Scheinberg apparently holds that since there's mokom, many people are makil in the tefillah shadayim by the bed, bezmanazeh, the ruach ra deteriorated, got weaker, or there's a svara of kolabayas kedalaramas dami, which we do not paskin like, but maybe b'shas atchak yisaymich on it. So he says, so in such a scenario, again, we're talking about that you're waking up unusually early, not when there's a derech of people to get up, and an egel dasa could presumably disturb someone, so he holds you shouldn't do it then by the bed. You should take a go to a different room to do it. An interesting shaila. When it's the derech of Bnei Adam to wake up, then of course you should try not to disturb someone else that's sleeping, and you of course you shouldn't be kavana, you know, disturb their sleep unless it's your job to wake them up. But the point is, if it's the derech to get up, then you can go about it, you can go about getting up in the normal way, and you don't have to be especially nizhar not to disturb someone else's sleep.